One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. What is this? All the people who are tuning in for the first time. Well, it's a nationally syndicated radio show that just talks about video games. Yeah, that's right. I'm Rick Tittle, been doing this show almost 20 years, and I would love your participation. If you're a neophyte, a newbie, as they say, if you're a hardcore gamer, everyone in between, there's a toll-free line to participate. Questions, comments, or concerns, you all my absolute unpaid correspondence. And you think about it, if I could play video games 24/7, I would, with the Clockwork Orange, just pry my eyelids open and put droplets on, but I can't. I have to sleep, I have to eat food, I have to make money. But that's why I need you. And plus, we wouldn't agree on everything anyway. We're all different people. So what's good, what's bad, what's ugly? We are in the golden age of video games, but it doesn't mean there's also a lot of stinky stuff out there trying to take advantage of that. So what's overhype, underhype? Let me know. Let everybody know in this great land of ours, this great land of Romania. Sorry, United States. 1-800-878-PLAY. I am proud and privileged to be on American Forces Radio Network. American Forces Radio Network. I don't know if that's their jingle, but it should be. $500, 177 countries, ships at sea. I come from a military family. Even if you don't, you appreciate all that our all-volunteer professional armed services do to protect us and our allies. We appreciate it. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're proud of you. All right. We're also on Sirius XM 211. That's the Dan Patrick channel. You're my semis out there. Where are you right now? Are you in Missouri? Or are you in Missouri? Wherever you are, thanks for joining us that way. CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2 and your cable provider. That's right. We're on your television sets. Try to get you every which way we can. And also on sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click listen live. Any emails, rick at sportsbyline.com. Use the email address to win the game that I'm going to give away in about a half hour. And also to ask for a cheat code, which we'll give away at the end. And sbnationlive.com as well, as we come out of SB Nation Radio in Houston, Texas. All right. Also, TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app. Did I say that? I think I said that. All right. We have an hour. We have less than an hour to talk video games. I'm going to give away a brand new game. I have an interview coming up as well. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. 1738.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. In fact, here on the Video Game Review, in the next segment, we are going to go to, I believe, Poland for our next interview. That's right. We leave no stone unturned all over this great land of ours. So come on and get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Been playing, talked about a little bit last week, but now I have a chance. I had a chance to put a lot more Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. And look, it's fun. I'm not going to say it's not fun. You don't want to complain about it, but it's the kind of thing where, you know, I heard rumors that when Sledgehammer only had a year and a half to develop this, which is half the usual time, I mean, 2 years minimum, usually 3 years, and other reports said that this was supposed to be an expansion to Modern Warfare 2, and that the current and former employees believed that it was an expansion until way into development, and they said, no, this is going to be a standalone game. This is going to be Modern Warfare 3. And then when you, it's interesting, if you have Modern Warfare 2, the day before it came out, it said, you need to update, which happens like every day. And you're like, okay, update. And it's like, oh no, you need to update and you need to delete like 3 games. What's going on? And they make you download Modern Warfare 3. And then if you buy it, then it's ready to go. It's an interesting type of thing. In other words, it doesn't unlock. It's multiplayer, and then you have to download the campaign as well, which I haven't. But then you turn it on, and it says, "Hey, buy Modern Warfare 3." Yeah, I bought it. It's like yelling people at church that no one comes to church. Why isn't anyone here? We're here. But I mean, look, you get some of the old maps and the way they twist the old maps around, and it is very familiar. Like, I know where to go. I know what to do. And with Rust, I know what happens if I run up that little ramp. I know where to turn around, and that's fun. And if you think about some of the other maps, like Afghan and Derail and High Rise, it's very fun. High Rise, you can even snipe if you feel like it. I usually go underneath, down the little bowels there. I love Rundown. Scrapyard is fun. Scrapyard is almost absolutely identical as it was. Estate, another one, you go inside the house, there's a lot of close combat. And then if you're on the outside, you can use ranged weapons. I really like Skid Row. It has a real feeling of, it's funny, it says Skid Row, New York. I'm like, well, Skid Row is LA, but I understand what they mean. The term Skid Row, not the actual Skid Row. We're very proud of our Skid Row in California. Not. But Invasion, Karachi, Terminal Underpass, Subbase, Favela, Wasteland, Quarry. The way it works, though, it's a little bit different. And it's kind of stinky. Like, you can't get Ghost very early. So when anytime anybody gets a UAV, which is basically a three-kill streak, you're revealed. And so you wear these different vests now. And I finally got the explosives vest, which gives me the opportunity to take two lethals. And you also have an opportunity if you want to get a certain upgrade on your gun, leveling up. Maybe you want the silencer or the laser or whatever. Or the way I got my proximity mines is I selected it and it said do 5 daily challenges. And you'll get that upgrade right now. And so, of course, you can't do it in one day because there are only 3 daily challenges. But I got it done pretty quickly because I think the clock turned over at like 10 p.m. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just do it now. And that's, you know, the regular thing, like get 5 headshots with an assault rifle, just get 35 kills, or, you know, do 5 ammo boxes that your team, whatever it is. And then you get it. That's kind of cool as well. But on the other hand, is this worth buying an entirely new game? And you know, everybody has their own way of rating games. You know, it's not like I'm going to give a bad review to a My Little Pony game because I'm not in the demographic, and it might be the funnest game ever. And so what I'll usually say is, you know, this game isn't for me. I'll try to judge it as best I can, but it's just, it's not for me. It's not for me to review is what I'm saying. You know, because it's just not for me. It would be like watching cooking shows. I can't stand cooking shows. But if you're into it, you'll be able to say, well, these are the good ones, these are the bad ones, according to you. So it's sort of the way I look at Madden. Do I have to buy a new Madden every year? Do I have to buy a new FIFA every year? Well, it's not called FIFA anymore. It's called EAFC. But is it so good that you have to get it again? And the thing with this new Call of Duty is I got it free. I gave it away last week. I got the Vault Edition, so I got a couple of multiplayer things. I got a diamond skeleton that looks like he's smoking, not a cigarette, but the entire body, like Pigpen. Looks like it's like fumes rising off of him. And I'll say this. I've never understood why anyone would want... And look, I'll let you try to have a good character, but why you would pay for a character? Because you don't get to see yourself unless you're dead and you go back to where you just died. Your corpse will be there. But, of course, you like to freak people out, and there are a lot of outfits where you can, of course, freak people out. Then there is a thing with boots where no fall damage, or you basically have silence, or you can creep up on people. There's still the stupid thing. My number one complaint about Call of Duty is people who jump. If you just, which is so not real life, if you just jump like a kangaroo into a firefight, you do 3 jumps, even if you're getting shot, nothing will happen. I think things are a little more nerfed. Like my over-under shotgun in 2, that was a one-shot kill almost every time. Now I'm shooting guys and I'm like, what happened? You know, you could shoot a guy 25 times in the chest, but if he drew the bead on you first, he's fine. He's absolutely fine. But that's Call of Duty, and that's the thing. It's an arcade type of game. You kill, die, spawn, kill, spawn, die, spawn, die, spawn, die, spawn, kill, spawn, the whole thing. Why would you spawn if you killed? I get it. So, as I said, unlocking default weapons in an untraditional way, I think is cool. I've seen people complain about that. They're like, it's too easy to get stuff. But then I've also heard the complaint that it takes forever to level up things. I think it's, to me, it's about the same. I like the fact that you have a chance to do something better. What I don't ever want are games where you can buy success. So pay $50 for, you know, a gun that will kill everyone in one shot in the leg. I'm like, okay. But to Sledgehammer's credit, this is still a thumbs up. And even though I know the maps, I'm nostalgic about it. It's the weapons are cool. It does, you know, it's not different enough from the last one that you have to have it. But if you're asking me, is it a good game? It is. I like it. I haven't played the campaign yet. But if you don't have the money, you're okay playing the last one. It's almost the same thing. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. And, well, actually, we'll talk a little bit more here because we got an interview coming up. But I just wanted to throw in one more thing about the Call of Duty. It does have the zombie mode, and you can go into the daily challenges there. There are a lot of armory unlocks there as well. Plus, zombies allow you to search the map for a gun you want and then exfil with it permanently into your roster, which is pretty cool. The other thing I have to mention, as I did last week as well, is that you carry over the stuff that you earned from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, and I put a lot into that. So you keep your level starts at zero again, your rank, but all the progressions that you did, those are staying still. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll interview someone in Polska Kielbasa. Come on back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Mathieu Castelli. He joins us live from Stockholm in Sverige, and he's here to talk about Resolution's new VR game that's called Racket Club, and it's coming out on December 14th. Mathieu, you have the French first name and the Italian last name, but are you Swedish?
I'm not Swedish, but I'm working on it.
From where do you hail originally?
From France. My grandparents came from Italia.
Oh, okay. What part of France are you from?
Marseille, south of France.
Ah, so you like L'Homme then, right? Olympique de Marseille?
I did. They forced me to switch when I stepped here.
So who do you support now? Gothenburg?
No, this year's championship winners, Hammarby. It's actually my neighborhood's club.
Oh, is that Hammarby or Hammarby?
Well, the Y is a long story. Y pronunciation in Swedish. I heard your Sverige. Congratulations on that. But the Y pronunciation is really tricky. I can't say I've nailed it. So let's go for Hammarby.
Okay, fair enough. You are very European. Let's just say that. All right. Racket Club, MetaQuest, Pico, Steam. You guys are covering it all. Tell us a little bit more about the gameplay, please.
Well, the game is all about trying to capture what a racket sports is that you can play at home. There have been several successful ping pong games on the VR market so far, but I'm a tennis and pickleball player, and I wanted to capture something that feels like those full body swings. And so the solution is Racket Club, where even if you have limited space, we designed a racket sport that tries to combine all the elements so that you can play in your living room. That's what it is.
Here in the United States during the pandemic, we had a huge, huge rise in pickleball and that loud sound. Was that also the same where you are?
It was here. Here it was paddle that exploded for the same reasons. And I think racket sports, especially those easy to pick up new generation, have been enjoying a high popularity. And we definitely, the Racket Club was born from this.
I also think, too, that, you know, I mean, I played tennis my whole life, and then playing pickleball, it's a different type of swing. I mean, you don't have the touch and the elasticity of the strings and the rubber ball. And was that hard to kind of encapsulate? Because you're making two different games when you're doing pickleball and tennis.
Right. So I don't know if you've seen any visuals, but we are a mix. Like we're not one or the other. We're really a mix. I think the frustration that most people feel with tennis, and this is where pickleball is great, is that the rallies gets interrupted because the ball goes out. And so we try to build something that you can play and have fun from the get-go. And that's where we're unique. But we had to design something new because we said no to locomotion. You know, in VR, if you don't have the space, you start to have virtual movements. And there's quite a few pickleball games out there that do this. And we don't really feel, the moment you have virtual locomotion, it stops feeling like a sports for us. So we had to find a solution to say, okay, how can we have something that feels like tennis or pickleball that you can play on a 6'5" by 6'5" roughly in your living room?
When it comes to practice, I mean, stepping out on the court, I know you guys put a lot into that. How do you practice in Racket Club?
So I warmed up using, we have like a ball cannons and several drills. So I like to play volley a lot. So I go in there when I have an important friendly competition coming up, and I go on the drills and warm up my volleys. But also what I would do is before my big match, I go in the club and I hit whoever is, we have an open social space where you have several courts, like a real world club. And I go there and I hit whoever is hitting the ball there to say, wanna play a few. That's how I warm up.
Very good. So the difference between playing against an AI or bot and then playing against a person, how does that work?
Well, we try to minimize the difference because I think it's a first in VR, but our bots are machine learning trained. So they are directly trained from recorded, team games. And so they're not programmed. And the result is something that looks really close to type of human motions and human mistakes. So they're pretty close. But I think the bots, our bots at least, don't have any form of tactic or strategy, whereas humans tend to see where you struggle and we'll hit you there.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about it. I would also think, too, that when you're making a game like this, that the sounds of the, you know, because the pickleball, that cuckoo, and then, of course, the tennis ball, the foot, like getting all the sounds perfectly, that's something I'm sure you're very meticulous about, right?
Yeah, you should have seen our setup to capture the low speed hits were easy to capture in our studio, but the fast hits, you know, that becomes a bit troubling. Yeah. So we set up like a nets across our whole kitchen space so that we could whack the balls really hard. And we waited until the evening so we could really capture all the different finesse of sounds. And whoever's tried it so far has been saying that the sounds are really well captured.
The thing I think about, too, and this is true with any VR game, is that if you want to be like McEnroe and do serve and volley, you're not going to be running towards the net. So how do you have it with your controls to move around the court?
That's the thing. We said no to virtual movement. So we did two things. We took the kitchen or from pickleball, you know, to have this extra space that you don't really play inside so that we could extend the court without requiring more space from the players. Because people have their homes and there is very limited space that they have. So that's the first thing. We extended the kitchen a little bit so that the ball has to travel over both kitchens on both sides of the net. And that gives breadth to the court without asking more space for the user. The other thing is we've surrounded the court by walls. So in that sense, it plays a bit like squash or racquetball, you know, like so that the ball always stays within the player space. It is not about... you have to go very sideways because people don't have this space, but the ball bouncing on the wall makes sure that you can always play the ball within that space. But there is still definitely, even though it's basically one step forward, you still feel very definite difference between being at the net or being in the back. There's a very night and day difference between the two, just like in pickleball as well.
I also think too, and you know this as well, the way the ball reacts on clay and on grass and sometimes just the wonky shot of it. How much do you try to get into the nitty gritty of like each, every like little slice and backspin?
Well, the team says I have a compulsive problem and I'm just obsessive about it. I would say this game took 2 years to make. And the first year was all about chasing that feeling. Do I have the backslice feeling? Do I have the nice topspin feeling? When I hit a snapshot volley, do I get that oomph vibe? And so half, you know, the time was spent on nailing this. And we didn't move forward with the production until we got it.
When I was growing up and playing a lot, the guys in France that I liked Yannick Noah and Henri Lecomte. Who are some of your heroes?
Yeah, well, you know, Yannick Noah is the only French in the modern era that has won a Grand Slam. You know, you would have to go before 68, I think, to find a French winner among the males. So he's still a very big hero in France. Lecomte, we always thought, was the most talented kid, but so erratic that you couldn't rely on him winning all the rounds to win a Grand Slam. I have a lot of faith into the upcoming generation, namely Hugo Humbert, I don't know if you've seen him play. He's got a very unique left-handed flat style that reminds me of that Miroslav Messier, if we're going in the old days.
Mm-hmm. What about, is Richard Gasquet, is he still around?
He's still, but alas, age is catching up with him. So he's part of another French guy's new league. Forgot the exact name, where he's trying to have a different tennis format. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you heard about Mouratoglou. He was the coach of Serena Williams. And he started this new league, and Gasquet is in it. But I think, yeah, Gasquet is getting close to the end of his career, just like Gael Monfils.
Gael Monfils, Joe Wilfried Tsonga. I mean, you got some good tennis there. All right, I want to make sure everybody gets to check this out. It's from Resolution Games. It's coming out on December 14th. It's $24.99. It can be pre-ordered with a 12% discount now on the MetaQuest store as well. It's called Racket Club. And it's a VR game. You're going to have great fun with it. We have been speaking with the man behind it, Mathieu Castelli. Bonne chance et merci beaucoup, mon ami.
Merci beaucoup, Rick. Bonne soirée.
All right. Good stuff. And it's funny. Just the other day, I had the Index on, and it's such an amazing system. And I thought, have there been no really good VR games coming out? Or have they gone under my nose and I haven't noticed them yet? So anytime someone's putting in the effort like this, I am all for it, absolutely. All right, we will take a quick break, and we will come on back right here on Sports Byline USA.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's time to give away a brand new game. It's 40 after the hour. That's what the was for. All you young broadcasters out there, take it from me, Mr. Experience. Just transition with a The game is called Ticket to Ride, subtitled, And She Don't Care. Now, it's Ticket to Ride. This is developed and published by Marmalade Game Studio. Here's the blurb, quote, "The cross-country train adventure game is on its way. It's a fresh take on the iconic board game in stunning 3D. Play with friends, family, and players of all ages around the world. Drive your enterprise from coast to coast and strategize as lines collide and direct routes grow." This is for the PC, and my question is this game about trains or about bald eagles? So let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins the game for the PC, rick@sportsbyline.com. The main story is an hour. The side stories are 5 hours, but if you want to do everything, it's 135 hours, which is stark difference. But yes, it's let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will win from Marmalade Game Studio for the PC. It's Ticket to Ride. That is the game. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to get in. Today, or actually it was yesterday technically, a new console came out, new in quotes. It's the Atari 2600 Plus, and it's $130, $129.99. Are you out of your mind? You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Atari.com, and it's a modern-day recreation of the Atari VCS, as we call the video game, video computer system, which was released in 1977 and then renamed the 2600. I got one when it was new. You must be old. Kind of. The console comes with a cartridge that has 10 games on it. One controller is included. You can buy a second one for $25. You can also get the CX30 Plus paddle control bundle. That's two paddle controllers and a game cartridge with Canyon Bomber, Night Diver, Video Olympics, and Breakout. That's $40. And this isn't the only way to play classic Atari video games without the original console. Another recent entry was the Atari Game Station Pro. That was $100, a console with more modern wireless controllers. That came out last month with 200 games, including Asteroid, Centipede, Prong, Breakout, Missile Command. if you already have a recent generation game console, like Atari 50, the Anniversary Collection, that's $40 for Microsoft Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, PS4, PS5. That came with 100 classic games. So what this is, this nudges up the nostalgia factor and the fact that it looks almost identical to the original system, although it's a little bit smaller, and it actually does play 2600 and Atari 7800 cartridges if you have them, and I actually do. the game that comes with 10 games on it is Adventure, Combat, Dodge'em, Haunted House, Maze Craze, Missile Command, Boop Boop Boop. Oh wait, no, that was Battle Zone. Real Sports Volleyball, Surround, Video Pinball, and Yar's Revenge. So it comes with a USB power cable, but no charger, and an HDMI, but it's only 5 feet long. So the way I look at these things, I always get pretty excited when I see them. And, I mean, some of the biggest names are missing, including Asteroids and Defender, Donkey Kong, and even that Pac-Man. Bum, 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 bum. And Pac-Man wouldn't turn left. He was always facing right. It was pretty lame. It was almost nothing like the arcade game. Frogger, Space Invaders. But you can get some bundles. There is, you can get Berserk Enhanced Edition. Intruder alert, intruder alert. Mr. Run and Jump. They said they're going to keep coming out with more. But like I say, when I see something like this, I think, oh my gosh, that's so awesome. I have to get it, until I remind myself that not only do I could I scrounge up that system, which I have somewhere. The other thing is, is that these games don't hold up. And you just think about, I mean, I guess if you were Encino Man or something, or you still think World War II's around and you're in a Tarawa cave, they do. But if you've been playing video games since then, they have progressed so much so that it is kind of a fun little nostalgic look back. But for me, it's like, ugh, I think I'm good, really. And the whole thing with the Atari Game Station Pro, that is $50 less and better, because as I said, it comes with over 200 games in it. 2600 games, 5200 games, 7800 games, and Missile Command and Asteroid and Centipede, they're all there. And the joysticks are wireless and very simplistic plug and play connectivity as well. And that sort of is the one that I would get. Now, you can't, if you have a ton of the old, as my friend used to call them in high school, tapes. They're not tapes, they're chips. If you have a ton of those laying around, then that's good. But as I said, there you have game save options in this one. They're onboard memory slots, and you can get a micro SD card if you really want to save a whole ton of stuff. If you're into the looks of it, it's got these like rainbow lights on it, and it's much smaller. To me, that's much better if you want to revisit all this. And I remember when CD-ROMs came out in the mid-90s, I think it was 96, I got a CD-ROM that had all the Activision 2600 games on it, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, I loved Roundup. I can play Roundup. And Pitfall. I mean, how good was Pitfall? And then I was like, eh. I played it for about 5 minutes. And then I was like, eh, I guess it's okay. So it's just not the same. All right. We will get to the new releases here in just a minute. But I did want to mention that the developers from Ubisoft, Massive, and Lucasfilm are revealing more and more cards about the upcoming Star Wars Outlaws. And there is some behind-the-scenes video of it, and if you look about the appearance of Toshara, which is inspired by the East African savannah, the planet itself was designed to be traversed by the speeder. Of course, that's your Star Wars motorcycle that floats, right? And the Lucasfilm senior creative director, Matt Martin, added that the planets in the game were created based on the so-called 80-20 system. It involves sculpting locations in 80% resembling real places on Earth and filling in the remaining 20% with fantastic elements consistent with the spirit of Star Wars. Interestingly, Jabba the Hutt will not just be a hut. He will not just be a curiosity or an Easter egg, but as they called him, a very esteemed persona with whom K, i.e., the main protagonist in the game, will be able to team up. And as if that wasn't enough, players will at some point get the opportunity to betray Jabba, which will have consequences in the plot as well. So, you know, this game is coming out in 2024. It's still unspecified. It's going to be on the PS5, the Xbox Series X and S, and the PC. You can go to the official website at Ubisoft as well, and people are obviously, I mean, there's some great video, a lot more stuff. It just says, discover a galaxy of an opportunity. Explore distinct planets with bustling cities and cantinas before racing across sprawling outdoor landscapes on your speeder. Each planet brings new adventures, unique challenges, and enticing rewards if you're willing to take the risk. I like it. And what I just wonder how sandbox this is going to be, because it would, I mean, could it be like a No Man's Sky with a Star Wars bent to it? I guess it could. All right, let's look at the upcoming games this week. These are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. In Stars and Time for the Switch and the PC, IREM Collection Volume 1, X and S, Switch 4 and 5. Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous, Lord of Nothing. The 4, the Mac, the 1, the PC, and the Switch. Volferus, Mecha Therion. That's a pretty nice name. Volferus, colon, Mecha Therion on the PC. Worldless is on all the big boy systems. Jurassic Park Classic Games Collection on the 1, the Switch, and the 4. Train Valley 2 Community Edition, 4, Switch, and 1. 1-Bit Survivor is on the Android phone exclusive. Alina of the Arena, I like that one. That's on all the big systems except the PC. Evil Diary, the 1, the X and S, the 4, the 5, and the PC. Guns and Spurs 2 on the Switch. Nora, the Wannabe Alchemist, also on the Switch, kind of cartoony. Suicide Guy VR Deluxe on the PlayStation 5. Suicide Guy shows a guy, a fat guy on a couch with a beard with pizza and stuff floating around in the room. I can't tell you any more than that. And let me see. Yeah, that's the last game coming out this week. So we will take a quick break and we'll come on back with the cheat code. Remember to send your request to Rick at sportsbyline.com for an older game, and then I dig it up and give you the cheat code. We'll take a quick break and we'll come on back right here on the Video Game Review.
Attention homeowners, it's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027.
That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Hey, thank you for that. And real quick, rick@sportsbyline.com. Paul has emailed me from Nebraska and said, Rick, the GameStation Pro has gotten a lot of complaints. The controllers need four AA batteries each, and the range is about 5 feet. All right, good to know. I appreciate it, seriously. let's get to the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Manny. Manny says, how do I get the 50 extra lives in Donkey Kong Country? This is cool. This is a Super Nintendo game. So we're going back to the early 90s here. If you want to go ape with a couple extra lives, how about 50? Go to the game select screen. Highlight the words erase game. Yes. Highlight erase game. And then on your controller, go B-A-R-R-A-L. In other words, barrel, but with an A instead of an E. Get it? B-A-R-R-A-L, and you will get 50 extra lives, and you can select and then go at it. And I think that does, I would think 50 extra lives would help in that game. I do appreciate the email, though, especially on these older games. And remember, there are a lot of people out there. That's still their newest system, the Super Nintendo from 1991. So, not judging. And who's to say you're not having a blast with it to this day? Rick, it's not nostalgia. It's still my new system. Okay. It's like in Europe. That's the new bridge built in 1571. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week at the same time. We'll do it again right here on the Video Game Review.